There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda, I know because I won both of them. My only agenda for the next 2 years is the same as the one I've had since the day I swore an oath on the steps of this Capitol: to do what I believe is best for America. If you share the broad vision I outlined tonight, I ask you to join me in the work at hand. If you disagree with parts of it, I hope you'll at least work with me where you do agree. And I commit to every Republican here tonight that I will not only seek out your ideas, I will seek to work with you to make this country stronger.
Wow, the President's State of the Union address. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big hour here on the show. Horace Cooper from Project 21, the Black Conservative Group, and he is an incredible constitutional scholar. We'll take a look at the State of the Union address. And also Jim DeFelice, who is the author of American Sniper. We talk about the comments that Michael Moore made and the reaction to it. Also what Chris Kyle was like and some other things in putting that book together, and how difficult it was for him to actually have Chris Kyle's wife be made part of the book and talk about the ups and downs of their marriage when he came back from those four different tours, because the publisher originally, I mean, they didn't want it. They weren't interested in it, so they had to really pitch it. He felt that was a big part of their story. You will love it. Also, you want to react to the State of the Union, now's the time to do it. Jump on those phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. A CNN ORC poll already says that the State of the Union address this time around was much more popular than last year. His sixth shot at the podium, a more positive reaction, even among some Republicans. I guess this instant poll that they do, they say 51% of the Tuesday night viewers who were watching the State of the Union, 51% gave him pretty high marks of positive response to the president's speech. That's up from 44% in 2014. So, you know, how about that? You know, it's interesting, too, because thinking about it, George W. Bush had positive reactions to his State of the Union addresses. He saw positive reactions to his State of the Union addresses actually fall down between his sixth and seventh year. But before that, he had gotten really high marks. So it's interesting, for whatever the polls are worth. It's more about what wasn't said or what was said that struck a nerve or struck a chord with you. I mean, to me, the State of the Union, especially now, because the president's on his way out, you heard him say, I want to work with the Republicans. I want to do it. Let's do it. You have ideas. Let's do it. So let's see how that pans out. It just doesn't seem as though that happens, right? It doesn't seem that way. Look, the president has some Republican friends, but not when it comes to legislation. Not when it comes to legislation and not when it comes to executive actions, particularly the kind that hurt Americans in their wallet. And so there was a big chunk of the speech that talked about taxes. You know, it is the dirty word, taxes. Raise your hand if you feel like you're taxed to death already. And especially when you're an entrepreneur, especially when you have your own business, especially when you're 1099 because the world wants you to work as a contractor, they don't want to pay you as an employee anymore. And especially because of Obamacare, dump the insurance on you. And when you go to the hospital or urgent care, the first thing they'll ask you is this an employer-sponsored health card or not? Because then they're going to tell you, as I've mentioned, the a la carte prices of everything, because people are freaking out. They had no idea that they were going to have to pay the kind of money that they have had to pay. And part of that is because of the tug of war over small businesses and the affordability of providing health care. It used to be you walked into the door, it didn't matter, you were educated, not educated, whoever you were working for, and what was one of the first things they said? Oh, we have bennies. It's almost like they pushed the benefits down your throat. Now, we don't have any benefits. You're 1099, good luck, you're a contract employee. And so people are struggling with that. And that never gets talked about. But he talked about unemployment and saying that they're to end some of the stagnant wages. But again, this goes to that same problem. Let's go to Grim right here at the top. Hey, Grim.
I'm glad to get my wooden nickel in tonight.
I love it, wooden nickel. Go for it. What do you think?
Well, here's the fact, the grim fact, that in Article 2, the last paragraph of Section 1, is he swore that he would faithfully execute the office. And this is part of his duty as a State of the Union speech. And the problem with that is I'd be happy if they would just give us a graduated scale from 0 to 9. Because the way I see it is the country's probably at a level of about 4 or 3, and he's actually gone down to either 2 or 3 from 4 to 3 or 3 to 2. It's actually gone down. But he opens his statement, and he says it's strong, and in the remaining 40 minutes or longer is all about how to fix everything.
You know, that's true. That's exactly how the speech started off, all pomp and circumstance, and then, oh, yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah.
Well, we're strong. That's what he said. The State of the Union is strong. Now, here's something that you're going to enjoy, and it's a joke, because in that same article, in Section 4, it says that impeachment is involved for the treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors. That's a minor crime. Misdemeanors like spitting on the sidewalk or making a false statement. Now, nowhere in the Constitution or the Articles of the Constitution is the word accountable or accountability. The word they use is liable, Kate.
Yeah.
Now, if you and I were pulled over for speeding and the cop walks up, knocks on the window, and says, hey, do you know what you were doing? And you say, yes, I was speeding. Can I go now?
Yes, you can.
I just made my, I accounted for my crime. You have to let me go now.
Right.
No, we're liable. And this is how they get you, is with their words.
Yeah, that's politics in general. There's no doubt about it. What an interesting distinction. Grim, thanks for your wooden nickel. Appreciate you chiming in. Anybody else who has any thoughts on that, you can do it at the tail end of this hour. Coming up, Horace Cooper breaks down the State of the Union address in a couple different areas. And then Jim DeFelice. You don't want to miss that. Don't fall asleep. Where he talks about American Sniper and Chris Kyle. See you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Run, no more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can.
Have on this show than Horace Cooper. He's an adjunct fellow, as you all know, with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, and legal commentator. Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it? He knows the Constitution like no other, and that's what I love about Horace Cooper. So, Horace, if you were looking at the State of the Union, you were to pick out two things where the president swung and missed, what would you say right out of the gate?
He continues a commitment to the idea that the challenges that the American people face are best resolved by having a government bureaucracy implement, tax, and regulate to achieve it. And that is something that he has done for the last 6 years that has made the country's longest and slowest recovery take as long as it has, and is likely, if it were to be implemented, to cause a dip back into a recession.
we have more people that are unemployed. We have more people that are looking for work. We have more people who are underemployed because of the very notion that instead of America being a free country, instead of America being a country where people who have creative ideas can bring those to the marketplace, he and his supporters push forward a different idea that government can select and pick winners and losers, divide us into groups. Sometimes he calls us the rich versus the poor. Sometimes it's the black versus white. Sometimes it's the gay versus straight. But he has been the master of the idea, and he continues to push this concept. He did it several times tonight in variations.
Yeah, I picked out right at the beginning, the verdict's clear, middle-class economics works, expanding opportunity works, policies will continue to work as long as politics don't get in the way. Are you kidding? There's so much regulation, and you mentioned creativity and picking winners and losers. Isn't that part of the problem? Yes.
Absolutely. We already know that if you've been around since the 1970s, you watched this interesting transition. We went from a community where almost everyone had the opportunity to buy gasoline and have what was called full service. As minimum wage hikes occurred, companies gradually and then rapidly moved to the pay at the pump phase, eliminating those jobs. Throughout the 2000s, we see the mechanized scanners so that people are checking out for themselves and eliminating those jobs. McDonald's has announced on the Wall Street Journal that they're testing a prototype that will allow you to walk up, make your entire order all together, and a machine will build and assemble your burger and fries and deliver them to you. Again, eliminating those jobs. These things aren't happening because, quote, of the creativity of America. They're happening because of governmental interference with the natural order of things, and as a result, poorer people find themselves even poorer. The higher and more rapidly he does things like raise the minimum wage, the higher and the more rapidly he displaces some of the very people that need jobs the most. The problem isn't minimum pay. The problem often is minimum skills. And the only way you can move from minimum skills to maximum skills is to be able to get through the front door. Raise the price of getting through the front door, fewer people can come. The same concept is true of his free community colleges. In the 1950s and the 1960s, the Europeans adopted these very kinds of schemes, the minimum wage, the national health care, and the free college education. What they have ended up doing, and let's look at education as an example, they tell people at eighth grade level, you're not college material, and they prevent you from being able to go. In America, you don't have to be deciding whether you're going to be college material in eighth grade. You don't have to be deciding whether you're going to be college material when you're 28. You have the freedom and the opportunity to pursue education, but you pay for that. There is no good or service that you get in America or in any place that you value more than when you get a chance to pay for it. His plan, which would make community college free, will move us quickly to the European method, where they end up having bureaucrats decide who gets the education and who doesn't. That's not freedom. That's not liberty. That's this notion, and it's a bad idea, a terrible one that has never worked anywhere. It's been tried. That government bureaucracy and regulation and taxation are better ways to help people fulfill their dreams than to actually give them the running room and the space to do it themselves.
Yeah, here, we're in total agreement of that, absolutely, in that breakdown. Cyber attacks he talked about tonight. I urge this Congress to finally pass legislation we need to better meet the evolving threat of cyber attacks, combat identity theft, and protect our children's information. If we don't act, we'll leave our nation and our economy vulnerable. If we do, we can continue to protect the technologies that have unleashed untold opportunities for people around the globe. Are you kidding? It was the opposite of what he said last time around.
Well, it is the opposite of what he said last time around, but I've looked at the language of the measures that they're considering to implement this, and it has the opposite effect. By divesting companies of the incentives to develop the technology and the techniques to minimize our risk when we engage in internet activity, by divesting them of those things, you make it harder for you to be safer. If you regulate it, if you tax it, or if you mandate it, instead of allowing a dynamic process to occur where the best and most effective technique will be available for people to pick from, you end up with the same backwards, the same unworkable solutions that government internet and government-run websites demonstrate all too often. We have seen with the IRS, with the Department of Defense, with the Environmental Protection Agency, that they operate with technology that is woefully behind what is available. They tell us if we'll just give them more and more and more resources, they can. And yet little startup companies are able to do for $200 or $300 or $500, get some of the same kind or better technology and ability to operate. We absolutely don't need a top-down mandate that says we know the best way. The federal government has already figured out how to resolve the identity theft problems. The federal government has already identified how to stop hacking. We already can see the federal government can't even protect its own internet activity. How can it really be the author of the solution for the rest of us? Let a dynamic and growing economy. If he wanted to talk about tax cuts, again, this would have been a good area for him to say, we will encourage this behavior by allowing some tax reductions.
Yeah, crazy. We only have a minute left, but I want to get your take on this. He talked about ISIL, and he said Iraq and Syria and American leadership, including our military power, is stopping ISIL's advance. We're not going to get dragged into another ground war in the Middle East. We're leading a broad coalition, blah, blah, blah. And what did you think about his take on that?
We are going to get dragged into a ground war in the Middle East.
Yeah.
That's inevitable. As more and more of the hostage takings and beheadings occur, there will be no choice but for this action to take place. This is the first State of the Union address to not mention al-Qaeda directly, notwithstanding the fact that this is a clear and present danger that we face. The president talks about closing Gitmo when the truth of the matter is the presence of that place is one of the few remaining deterrents to the kind of threat that we face. He ought to be going in the opposite direction. The rhetoric the president used tonight, generally speaking, broadly speaking, about a new politics is just the same old repackaged left progressive do it my way or the highway discussion, and it hasn't worked for him in the last 6 years. It's not going to work over the next two.
Boy, so I so agree with you, absolutely. Horace Cooper, co-chair of Project 21 National Advisory Board, always terrific to have you on, especially on the heels of this State of the Union address. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on tonight.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait,
no!
Interact with with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I saw American Sniper and I give it a thumbs up times 10. Plus, I read the book by Jim DeFelice and partner Scott McKeown. It was terrific. American Sniper is a New York Times bestseller, and I love how it is smashing box office records. Jim, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure, and I have to say that it's astounding and humbling to see the reaction that people have had to both the book and the movie now. It's just incredible. People really are reacting to Chris, and I love it.
Yeah, and Bradley Cooper met Chris, and I think from all accounts, even his wife, Chris Kyle's wife, said he had him really dead on. He did such a great job. Did you feel that way, knowing Chris Kyle?
Oh, he nailed it. I've seen the movie several times now. I was fortunate to have seen the studio screened it for me very early on, and just from the very beginning, the performance that Bradley does, I'm sitting in the theater and I'm seeing, I know it's not Chris, but it's Chris. I mean, the job that Bradley Cooper does is just astounding. And when you meet him or you're with him and, see him in person, and then you, right after that, you see the movie or vice versa, you realize what an astounding acting job the guy did. And, you know, Bradley, you know, a lot of people wanted to do the movie. And Chris wanted, you know, Chris was a little hesitant. He knew that he, you know, would have, he could pick and choose who would do it. And Bradley actually called up Chris and lobbied him. I don't remember how many times. It was more than once. And what finally convinced Chris to go with Bradley was not Bradley's fantastic acting abilities, but rather the fact that Bradley Cooper had been very active in veterans causes before. And I know that he didn't he didn't make that plea to Chris, but Chris found out about it, and that was the thing that finally drove him to, you know, to choose Bradley. But I also know that there was a conversation when Chris and Bradley talked on the phone, and Chris told Bradley, okay, yeah, I'm gonna sign with you. We'll work out the deals. But there's only one problem I have. Well, only one thing I have to say. You're a little bit too pretty for the role to play me. So I might have to just tie you behind my pickup truck and drag you around the fields a few times to get some of that pretty off you.
Oh, that's funny.
And, Bradley was a really good sport about it, laughed it off, and I'm sure glad he did.
Boy, no kidding, because it is just spot on. And your book was spot on, too, and people love the book, and now there more people are buying it in droves, too, so it's going through that another genesis, if you will. When you sat down and you spent all that time with Chris Kyle, what was the number one thing you came away with that you liked about this guy?
Well, you know, the thing with Chris is that he was really genuine, and you know, from the very beginning when we were talking, you know, I told him that I really wasn't interested in doing, you know, kind of a PC book and book that, you know, just didn't really talk about what really happened, you know, in Iraq. I wanted to really express a memoir that really expressed what it was like to be at war. And and Chris said, yeah, no kidding. That's why I'm talking to you, dude. And he was just so honest and upfront about it. And, you know, it's one thing to be... I think it's one thing to be candid about war or even about, you know, about whatever job you're in, whatever, you know, profession. But the thing I think that's hard to share, not just with a stranger, but certainly with the entire world, if you're doing a book, is to talk about the ups and downs in your marriage and to talk about what, you know, what your family life was like, what you put people through and what, you know, as you went to war and then, you know, in the years that you came back from it. And Chris was as open and honest about that as he was about his war experiences. And I told very early on when we, actually really before we started working on the book, I told Chris I wanted to get his wife into the book so that we could talk about her experiences as well. And at the time, that was, you know, it was a very unusual thing to do. It was very radical isn't really the right word, but I had to sell the publisher on that. I had it was a little bit of work to get him to do that. And Taya was reluctant because she didn't see herself as, you know, really being worthy of a book. She didn't think her story was important. And Chris worked on her, and Chris said, you know, what you went through is as important as what I did, you know, in Iraq. You served as well as I served. I volunteered. You really didn't volunteer. You didn't have, really had no say. She had very little say in it. And that goes for, you know, the husbands and wives of service people, you know, across America. And I'm so glad that she listened to Chris and agreed to, you know, to work with us and to tell her story. Yeah, you know, a little bit of her story anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you weave it in the book. It's great. There's a point, and this is portrayed in the movie, where he comes home, the first time he comes home, and he's just sick of everything, especially disgusted with America, because people weren't talking about the war and acting as nothing was going on, even though there was a war going on in Iraq. And I thought that was beautifully portrayed, and what you put in the book was excellent, too, obviously, because you could really feel her passion and the true sentiment behind that. And that's a really tough thing. And here in America, I think a lot of people still deal with that, don't you, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the odd thing, you talk to so many veterans who are, you know, are still serving, servicemen as well. You know, they would be in combat, especially the SEALs. They would be in combat one day. You know, and the next day, literally the next day, they're flying home. And, you know, the time, the transition time, there is no you know, it's just compressed. You're right, all of a sudden you're plopped down. You've gone from this place where, you know, people are shooting at you, and it has very, very high octane energy, a lot of life and death, you know, any moment. And even if you're not on the front line, you know, you could very easily get killed by an IED or, you know, some sort of rocket or mortar attack. And you go from that situation, and then, you know, you're on, you know, you're at the grocery store. And, you know, it's weird. It's a very, you know, it's just very strange experience for all of them, not just Chris.
Yeah, very surreal. And you can tell in the book the one thing that really hit him hard, obviously, because he is the greatest sniper ever and he cared about the guys and protecting them, was the death of Mark Lee. That really hit him hard, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was both Mark Lee's death and Ryan Job, who was severely injured and blinded while he was there. Those were the things that Chris thought about, you know, all along, you know, for the rest of his life, really. Just about every day he would think about those guys. And I should mention one thing. Chris, and, you know, we do go into this in the book. Chris would be the first person to tell you that he wasn't the quote-unquote greatest sniper ever, the greatest shot or whatever. In his mind, and, you know, he's a humble guy. In his mind, the reason that his totals were so good is that he was in danger a lot. Now, you know, you and I know that, you know, it took a lot of training and dedication and courage, but in order for him to, you know, be in battle time after time after time. But you know, to him, he was just a humble, he was basically still a cowboy, you know, right up to the end. And the whole reason that he did the book was to honor his friends, and that's the way he lived.
Yeah, when you got the call how he had died, were you just heartbroken?
You know, it was bizarre. I could still remember it like yesterday. I'd gone to bed. It was over the weekend. I'd gone to bed, you know, early, actually, Saturday night. I just kind of conked out for some reason. And get up early to do a little work Sunday morning. Must have been a little bit before. I'm guessing now it's a little bit before 4 o'clock. And went into my office and turned the computer on. Went to grab a cup of coffee, but happened to see my phone flashing and, you know, turned it on. Saw all these, a ton of text messages and missed calls and, you know, voicemail. And I knew something bad had happened. And even then, I didn't imagine it was Chris. And, you know, I forget, you know, whose message it was. It was the last message that I saw, or the first message I saw. But, yeah, I still don't believe it, to be honest. I didn't believe it that day. I don't believe it some days today. He still seems, yeah, he is so much, he still seems alive in a lot of ways. I can't imagine that he's gone.
Yeah, crazy. All right, just a couple of seconds left. I want to keep you on track. You know, I have to ask you about this. In the crazy 140-character world, I'll tell you what, Michael Moore is taking a beating because everybody is coming to the defense of Chris Kyle's honor. When he tweeted out that cockamamie thing about snipers are cowards, what did you make of that?
Well, you know, I actually have already commented on that on Twitter and stuff. You know, the thing is that everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Yep.
The only thing I wish is that people, you know, before you voice your opinion, sometimes it pays, you know, to avoid embarrassment, to actually, you know, educate yourself a little bit. And, you know, in this case, the way that snipers were used in Iraq is apparently a lot different than what people think. You know, think snipers do. The reason that snipers, the military changed its tactics, came up with special training, special equipment, and, you know, and chose people like Chris Kyle to perform, you know, a task that was designed to minimize the civilian casualties and collateral damage on the battlefield in the urban environment. And they were given extremely strict rules of engagement. And, you know, and then, you know, put out in a very dangerous situation. Just to give you an idea of the rules of engagement, which would vary, actually, depending on where you were, at what time, what was going on. But certainly while Chris was a sniper, which was later on in the war, it just carrying an AK-47 wouldn't get me shot in most circumstances. It would during the first invasion, but not later on. You know, I had to be doing very aggressive things, basically threaten, I had to be a threat to mostly Iraqis, but also Americans. And, you know, I understand that, you know, that for some reason a lot of the details for how horrible it is have not quite, you know, we haven't quite studied it, most of us, and probably for good reasons, I guess. But, you know, if you're going to criticize something, you know, take the time, read the book.
Yeah, absolutely. Jim DeFelice, what a delight. American Sniper, go, go, go. Thank you.
Thank you.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Besides the State of the Union, And, of course, you just heard Jim DeFelice talking about American sniper Chris Kyle. There's been a lot of controversy over Kyle, and you've heard me say this. I just don't really get it, especially as DeFelice said, you have to think of the rules of engagement and what they were doing in Iraq, and also what was happening on the other side, which is exactly what I said. They also had snipers that were killing our Marines, so we're not going to have people that are going to be at high vantage points to be able to knock out their people. That makes absolutely no sense. If you want to throw in your two cents, you certainly can do that on the State of the Union or anything else, of course. 855-266-5283. James Holmes, does that name ring a bell? It does for me. It was 2012, and I was in Ocean City, New Jersey, actually. And the movie was coming out. The latest Batman movie was coming out, and I wanted to see it at the Boardwalk movie theater. And then the story came out, and it all happened where there was a midnight showing, and Holmes went in and clobbered people. It was just massive carnage. He went into the crowded movie theater and killed 12 people, and 58 people actually were injured. So here they are trying to figure out getting a jury. How do you pull a jury that doesn't know much or doesn't have an opinion? Because remember, that's our justice system, innocent until proven guilty. So they want to do this correctly, of course. So 9,000 potential jurors have been summoned. The jury selection that began Tuesday, they say, this began Tuesday, it's January, could last until May or June when the trial would finally start. The judge told the first round, the first go-round of potential jurors that if chosen for the jury, they can't read, watch, or hear anything about the case. Imagine efforting that. How are you getting away from that in Colorado? How tough that would be. Now, in the courtroom is Holmes, who's just an expressionist boob. It's awful what happened, what he did to those people's lives. So he has no expression on his face. He just looks at the judge the entire time, doesn't look around, all that other kind of stuff. Remember, he colored his hair red. He told the police when they got him, he was the Joker when he was arrested after the mass killing. And he doesn't have that red hair anymore, but he's got a beard and, you know, whatever. So how long could this trial go? And what an enormous amount of jurors. But, you know, they say you got the people in Arapahoe County have a 1 in 50 chance of getting a summons because of this enormous pool of potential jurors, because they want to ensure this whole fair trial, which that makes sense. I mean, this is going to be called, and it is being called already, I'm sure it's been labeled this, one of the biggest, largest in U.S. history, one of the biggest cases in U.S. history. Because I have never heard of that many people in a jury. Never. If we were doing, we can count this bus all numbers. 9,000. And, you know, think of the conflicts that somebody has. Would they see information? How do you keep yourself from seeing information? Then there's relatives, people who are related, and all kinds of other things. And the parents of James Holmes, Robert and Arlene, haven't really done very many interviews about their son, but they did issue a public letter saying that they've spent every moment for more than 2 years thinking about the victims and their families. I mean, it has to be the most horrific thing on the other side of this. And, I mean, you know, good for them that they are saying that. I'm sure they're feeling that, because it has to be, I mean, it has to be just devastating. It has to be devastating because they don't understand. They don't have answers. They can't tell anyone why. They don't know. They just know that he never harmed anyone. He had no criminal history. Never saw anything like that. Never. But then, you know, you look and you see what he did, and there's no question he was out of his mind. The parents want life imprisonment without parole in exchange for guilty plea. The prosecutor rejects that whole idea. Rejects it. So it's going to be this whole thing. I mean, it's going to be the death penalty. It's, you know, this is going to end up death penalty trial for sure. And, you know, the other thing, and that's why the whole thing, if he's offered the guilty plea, avoid the death penalty. And what the parents are saying is the focus should be on the injured and their healing and all of that, not as, you know, going after this guy who you can just lock away forever, who's a nutball and out of his mind. All right, let's go to Bud in New Jersey. Hey, Bud, you have the last word on the show. What do you say?
How you doing, Kate? I saw a movie the other night on American Sniper, and it was an outstanding movie. It sure brought back a lot of memories on me as a veteran over in Vietnam. And when you mentioned about the rules of engagement, as the writer did, it changes. But when we were in Vietnam, we had the rules of engagement, but we broke the rules of engagement to stay alive, survival. And things change as you go into battle or you're on patrol. And you're
Of course. Yeah.
So you can't just go by one type of war engagement, because everything is different in your environmental. And on Chris's, on Kyle's sniper, he was outstanding. And after watching the movie and what he did, we had snipers, but they were laid low on the ground. It was two different things. You know, he was up high, we were on the ground. But the rules of engagement was different again. Okay, their assignment was to take out the big shots. Our job as a Marine on patrol, anything that moves, we had to take them out. So there gives you an idea of what kind of battles, you know, and things like that that's going down the hill, you know.
Well, can you imagine you're in Vietnam, if you didn't have somebody watching your back on the ground level, crawling through the jungle, how many guys you would lose?
Oh, yes. See, I carried a radio. And it seems like to me that was my life support, because the lieutenant used to say, get on that radio, call for air support, call for this, call for medevac, call for this. And every time I was getting on here, we were getting shot at. I had to find a hole not to get the radio damaged and things like this. But it wasn't just somebody shoot you. It was booby traps, just like they got over there, the IEDs and all.
It's
so
terrible.
You're walking around, you might just hit a trap. So that,
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you called, Bud, because you liked the movie. It was great, right?
Yes. In fact, I have it.
Yeah, it was great. The book is good. The movie was great. Bud, thanks, of course, as always, for your service and sharing. And when he shares his experience, he always gives you that little nugget talking about Vietnam and what the rules of engagement were and how they had to break the rules to survive or they're all dead. And that's the thing that's so hard, and that what people don't understand, and how often have we had this conversation? How many times have we left, unfortunately, our troops in sitting duck positions because of some cockamamie rules of engagement? Of course, you have to have some sort of path, some sort of way to look at it. But what was the saying? War is hell? Wasn't it Truman who said war is hell? There's no question about it. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Any thoughts, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.